Thank you. 23 years of age, he's got a good life on him. He's proud of what you've got and everything. And I'm so glad he's not here, you know.
Say the right things today. Milliken seems seems concerned about the question of who's going to administer this program. And Peter made a...
Jesus Christ.
Peter Flanagan made a commitment to him that I hope you'll just say, yes, we'll go ahead with that, that Commerce would chair a group to implement it. And the provision is that they can take action unless the three other agencies veto the action. I checked with Peter, and he indeed did make this commitment last January. And if we...
Could you tell them that we expect the industry to give us some thanks for this?
This is a whole programming...
I won't sign.
Yeah.
That's the goddamn truth. I'm not going to have Milligan drag around on anything like this. They ought to be up here thanking us for this. They express no appreciation.
Oh, that they were delighted, delighted.
Well, I wanted to say it publicly.
Yeah, that's right, and this is the...
Until I say it publicly, I'm not approving this. Until I see their public statements, I can tell those bastards to get off there, and I want to see a public statement on my account. From Milligan and the whole damn group. These people are not going to drag their feet and say, well, it's a little fuzzy, and we're going to wait and see, and all that sort of thing. They're going to make a strong public statement, or I'm going to let the Japanese right off the hook. You tell them that, okay?
It's gone. It is gone. I sent it up from the guy here.
you like to inform overseas, or are there any special arrangements you'd like to make with ambassadors or anything of that sort? But
I think we ought to tell the EEC's concert. And if the EEC and get out of Canada and Brussels, for the EEC to tell
Manchester.
That's called Crown, which is a courtesy, but he knows through the Hong Kong thing.
Anyway. Yeah, through Hong Kong thing, yeah.
I think those are the only ones involved.
That's enough.
That's enough. I wouldn't make a big cross public video.
No, I wouldn't go further than that.
Well, all right, the only other, I guess, really awkward question other than trading an enemy would be Wilbur Mills.
Yeah, what about that?
And it seemed to me they're likely to ask two questions. One, how is this different from his deal? It's different, obviously, in that it's government to government. It's different in that it has more categories, and it's different in that it covers all the other countries.
The way I would handle that with the press, I'd say, well, we were both working for the same objective. Mm-hmm. Congressman Mills had done and let's remember, but the weaknesses in the Mills plan was that it was only an industry plan and therefore did not have the government sanction behind it, and this is a much counterbalance to the government to government. And I just hit it so that it just might have been good but crazy a little and pretty at the same time.
I may have mentioned last night, and our judgment is we shouldn't rub it into the Japanese. They've apparently conceded that their plan was really failing, and the shipments were tremendous, much higher than the... So the way we thought we'd handle that, rather than someone from here sounding as though we're being critical, is that strikes me as an appropriate leak, because what that does, of course, is suggest that Mills' plan... wouldn't have worked, but we're not parties to the
Yeah, sure, John, I must sign the ten. But before
McNamara gets right. The only other thing
I would be too hard. I would just say, well, it's just sort of coolly that it had the weakness. He had the best of intentions with it. It didn't have this was so much. This is stronger than it's
got. And I'll emphasize, I've been in close touch with him, which I have, and I called his office this morning, and we'll try to make it look more cooperative. Right.
The government sanctions.
The only other item I had is it occurs to me, with all the bruises here that have been involved, that what would you think of some personal letters from you to Park and Chiang Kai-shek and perhaps even Sato, I don't know, that make this a little more personal than we could make it?
Sure.
You know, would that be all right? Maybe.
Sure. I care about for my city. Excellent idea, expressing my appreciation for their cooperation working out this very sensitive. I know it was difficult for them. It was a difficult process for us. I know that, but I'm most grateful for the support they gave to work out a cooperative solution to you and avoiding the
the way I, it occurs to me we should play it back here, because we've got to think, it seems to me, of the national audience. You
yes,
see, when I was in Illinois looking at this, this thing had a very parochial southern quality.
Of course.
Now, the way I would... The way I would intend to play it is to remind them that the growth factor that is allowed is considerably higher than the growth factor of the industry, so that this represents a balanced solution that on the one hand gives other countries fair access to our markets, but on the other hand gives our industries a more orderly adjustment process. I mean, something that doesn't look too draconian.
So it doesn't look like we're just, I think I did that in your press center.
Right.
Basically, you could say that in the discussions that we have had in this, you know, with the president and so forth, that our goal here was not to, is not protection. This is not basically a building a wall. It's really the kind of orderly transition which is needed to, you know, in these areas. I guess transition is scary. Well, that's our extrude. It's the orderly that they're being, we expect to have,
could we say process, maybe?
An orderly process through which for countries that are developing new industries and so forth will be able to have access to the American market, but not at the cost of American jobs. You know what I mean? That's just, I emphasize the job thing on that, particularly for domestic purposes.
Right.
But this mainly is important because it involves great numbers of Americans.
Right. Now, the other impression across the country is as follows. That this is a very regional industry, that it's not a very big industry, and it really doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
Yes.
So in a big backgrounder we've already prepared, we're going to point out this is the largest employer, maybe you didn't know this, of any manufacturer.
They say, I don't know what's true.
2.3 million.
2.3.
The deficit this year, happily, turns out to be more than our total deficit of the entire country on textiles alone. Which makes it it's over $2 billion.
Deficit in trade
on textiles. And you see, what we ought to do is make this...
Why don't we do this?
This morning would be the thought.
I do it on the record.
Yes, all right.
I went background. These are, you can handle it on the record, let them quote you. And then they'll make it a bigger story.
Okay.
I just go out there and say, that's a very good point. It's the biggest employer. It's the biggest cause of our unfavorable balance of trade. And also, but the process of working it out is what we prefer, which of course will give us the idea we'll really get into the fact of what does this mean about the surcharge in the future. Well, we can't say at this point, but this does indicate the attitude of the administration, the attitude of the president on this. Our purpose is not a permanent law. Our permanent power, we prefer not to have rigid quotas.
A new era of open, prosperous, you know,
right.
Constructive. constructive legislation and kind of make this look as a fundamental requirement before you move into your new initiatives next year, you see, on trade and other such initiatives. No, I won't do that much you'd like.
Sure.
I'd like some coming out of someone.
Come out positively, and also that the I put in that this is particularly important. Forget the little country for the moment. Our relations with Japan. That there's been a lot of suggestion that our relations with Japan were more because of, well, as you said, this is common knowledge because of our China initiative, another initiative, and because of the economic policy that they were deteriorating. This is a clear indication that our determination of both governments to work out solutions that are mutually acceptable to both sides and mutually this is a very hopeful. I did that. It's a very hopeful step. A very hopeful and a very hopeful sign in terms of our relationship with Japan. Even all that we consider it was vitally important that the Japanese American relationship be not be strained, and that, for example, with everything from the symbolism of the visit with the emperor to the great attention we spent in cabinet and every year in the cabinet. I think it shows two nations that are inevitably destined to be strong, vigorous competitors in the free world. Japan and the United States can cooperatively work out a difficult situation, and rather than have a dog eat dog competition, if I throw that in. The idea that Japan and America are going to be
no. favorite enemy. See, we haven't said a word. We just let it.
We all know what you said, can't do it. I remember it all. I know it was. And then you step in blandly and say, well, we never I don't say we wouldn't think it, but thought of it. I should say we had never taken any action on this front.
Yeah.
That we actually, our whole action, our whole effort was in another front. See, what you can say.
Right.
You say, gentlemen, this is one place where you sort of smile and say, I should know because I developed the strategy and all the way along with the approval of the president. He was totally aware of it. And it was on the line of the agricultural order, he described.
Right.
And that I should know if it was, and I can assure you that that is something that has never been suggested or something like that. I just knocked it down. We had it there, and then we had it there in the closet. Because remember, you did not ever tell it to the industry. Remember, you told them.
Precisely. I simply said, we now had confidence we could solve the problem.
That's right. Because make the industry, when I say make, you tell Harry that I, naturally, you're going to have to go ahead and make the announcement, but I want Harry then to know that I expect that goddamn industry not to be talking to nature on this. And that they won't get something in here that I've done. I'm holding it up two times. Japanese ambassador sitting out here. He needs to get those industry people in publicly. They've got an enthusiastically support. You do that?
Sure.
I don't need to bring it to me. You understand what I'm getting
at,
because it's wrong for us to do this or not. You know, these people are, frankly, they are pretty sad. Why? You've seen them in here. And it's wrong for us to flying around. Who's going to manage here? The bay is shooting on each
other.
It's fuzzy. Of course it's fuzzy. It has to be. But don't you agree that the...
I told...
You're getting that day, they asked for
the
last drop of blood.
I told Milligan last night there were two conditions that I was sure you would want on this. One, a positive statement by several of them of the type you're talking about. And secondly, that they would indicate to us that while this agreement was in effect, they would not push for the legislation, because you were on record as being against it.
Very tough on this. No. You just helped Harry.
Okay.
You can build it up. You brought this up, and the president went through the roof. He said that everything's off until they get a statement in here.
Negotiations on the surtax.
Oh, yes. Sure.
We're spending an awful lot of time on that, and I think we'll be ready to.
Good. Well, we'll do it. Fine. Well, that's a great job. Great job.
Was for doing it. So I said, you tell them,
statements and everything here. This is a hell of a job. And get Thurman, get him to say something, for Christ's sakes. Can we do that? Some of the congressmen have been lying around.
Sure.
Has that occurred to you? Well, it has occurred.
Oh, yeah.
They follow up with praise. There must be this. I was thinking that maybe your idea about the hand mover might be better. Because of the fact that, Paul and I was talking all this morning, and naturally they have to carry over my actual quotes and stuff like that. Paul there. Maybe it would be better tonight, and they don't have to set up a whole separate operation there, just to go up to Camp David and spend the night. Then tomorrow, around 10 o'clock or so, we just get a helicopter and go over to camp, and we'll just walk around and look at it. You really think that's a little better, don't you?
I think it's a little safer, because I'm not at all sure what most people said that you're really going to like.
And also, you're not sure about it being particularly good. Well, all right, we do not walk into the thing. And we heard somebody calls over the house. But no, we're going to Camp David instead tonight, and then we're going to helicopter over to the place over the other place. So you tell me what you don't need to go over again. Okay,
yes, sir.
Now, the other thing here is Camp David. We go to Camp David, you go up there.
To Camp David, sir. Trying to build up the sweat back pain. Now they just put a new law in. to hold an employer liable for hiring an illegal alien. There is no such law now, so there's no question of any legal hiring. They've been building this Mexican-American organizational support. There is some Mexican-American opposition to her because, and they've tracked that down, it stems out of a proxy fight for control of her company, and there were some Mexicans that lost in that who were out to get her.
What's the only time, sir? What are they doing in the way?
I don't think anything.
Let me tell you that.
The LA Times has said they ran a very good front-page story announcing the Van Wells appointment. They ran a very strong Times editorial supporting the appointment. And then they proceeded to her. Strange. What it shows is that you got a publisher with no balls who's unable to control the page across it. Let me ask you
what do you mean?
Mildred Lilly comes as close to not being any of those problems as you'll ever get.
Well, the whole point is this, Bob. get there. Yeah. And that's all I have. So I've got to work on Billy Graham's question.
Okay.
Or do you have something else? I don't know. There's a possibility of a short show from Bill. So you catch it next week. I marked all the people. You catch it today. But I proved that already. I told Connor last night that's okay. He asked me about it. Okay. Send the legislation down, do that. It's fine.
Also, I told you about it, and a lot of you thought it was strong and
also, I think it'd be good for him to get to know your people there.
I don't think he knows your hands.
He's never been there.
Never been to Asia.
He was in the Pacific. I don't know war. I was, but he never been there. I wanted to go see it. That's what I've got in mind. We'll work that out.
Okay, good.
Well, I've got a good decision.
Uh-huh.